Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Eddie had to go to the DMV.
Guys, it's no joke over there.
It's the worst.
It's no joke. I mean, you want to go someplace where everyone's not happy?
Mm-hmm.
That's the place.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was so bad that the guy sitting next to me said he had been there for 4 hours, and he was starting to lose it. At one point, he looks at me, he's like, man, I'm going to blow this place up.
And no! You can't say that.
He said it. Amy, sorry I called you dude. He said it. And I was like, okay, awkward. I try to break the ice. I go, can you wait till I leave first? And he goes, I'm just joking. I'm not going to do that. It's just, I'm upset.
Yeah, I would be too. 4 hours.
4 hours?
Okay, so many questions. One, why were you there?
I was getting my driver's license. Tennessee driver's license.
Oh, you need a new license. Okay. Because it expired.
It expired on my birthday, which was months ago.
So did you have to take a new test?
No. I'm good. I just had to fill out paperwork and, you know, register that I'm a citizen of Tennessee now.
Did you have to take a new picture?
I did. And I had full-grown beard in that one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
No, that's not good.
It's going to look weird if your face is shaved when a cop pulls you over.
Yeah.
They're probably going to question me, you think?
Well, you don't look the same.
I know. That's kind of why I did it. I liked that aspect of it.
Okay.
Of them being like, huh, is this really you? I was like, yeah, man, that's when I was bad.
You were never good now?
And now I'm good, so let me go.
Now you're better than you deserve.
Okay.
Wow.
So what was he there for? They took him 4 hours.
Same thing. Everyone was there.
Wait, how long were you there total?
I got there at 11, left around 3:30.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was really bad.
I was there earlier this year for 3 hours. It was horrible. And I had a hookup because one of the girls was a fan of the show. I didn't have proper proof of residency, but that's okay. She was like, she's good. She's on the Bobby Bones Show. She's lived here 4 years. I was like, what up?
Wow.
4 years. I'm a resident.
I feel bad for the people that work there because nobody's happy. They're constantly dealing with people that are irritated.
Yes.
Yeah, they definitely don't look happy either. And mm-mm. I feel for them.
They need to paint the walls brighter colors, I think, too.
I think there are more things.
And maybe play music.
The lighting needs to be a little better.
And maybe have activities for people to
serve
do while they
drink.
Wait.
Yeah.
No alcohol, though. People start fighting.
Oh, yeah.
I took my picture with my glasses on. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh,
like
no.
Because I wear big, black, thick frame glasses. And my picture on my driver's license has me with my glasses on. And
can't
so
do that.
You're not supposed to, but I do. That's my picture.
My guy let me approve mine.
He really?
Yeah. I was like, can I see?
Okay.
I was like,
I just
can
think
we
if
redo?
If you go later in the day, they're tired and they don't care.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
Listen to this one. After coming home from a partial leg amputation in Florida, Don Austin was unable to get up the front stairs of his house. He wasn't expecting this. And so his wife, Jennifer, also was not strong enough to get him up the stairs either. So this guy driving by in his car named Steve saw them struggling. He pulled over. He helped Jennifer and the husband get inside. He then drove to the hardware store, came back, built a ramp.
What?
Yeah. So he wouldn't have to deal with the issue. Like all that just because he was driving by and saw that.
Above and beyond.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I see you, Steve. Don't know much more about you except your name's Steve. That's pretty cool. I see you.
Yeah, you Bobby Bones.
Amy, I want to introduce you to somebody. It's
okay.
A brand new artist. I got to tell you, his name's Fillmore, and he's here. I talk about it, but he's sitting in the room now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to even call him because his artist name's Fillmore.
Phil?
What do people call you?
Well, if I let my hair down, you know, it could be Fillmore. We could break it up like Phil-Moore. But in real life, that's my last name, but that's what I go by.
Okay, so
you can call me Tyler if you like.
No, we'll just call you Fillmore.
Okay.
So Fillmore, F-I-L-M-O-R. Fillmore is in studio. Let me tell you the story because I saw him playing with Walker Hayes at South by Southwest. And I was like, let me check this guy out. And so I started listening to his music. I'm like, wow, he's really good. And so I've only ever met one time, and it was way after the fact that I even like posted your music. We had never met.
Yeah.
We met in Vegas at the ACMs, right?
Yep.
And so he was like, hey, I'm Fillmore. And I'm like, what? I was kind of starstruck because I'd only seen him on the internet. It was one of those things. And so I was like, you have to come in the studio. And so I don't know much about you because there's not much about you out there, which is weird.
I keep it kind of mysterious, man.
Where you're from, around St. Louis?
Yeah, Wildwood, Missouri, outside.
How'd you end up here in Nashville?
I moved here about 5 years ago. I graduated from University of Missouri, and then I ended up here just because this is where I always wanted to be. I started as a songwriter. I still am at my pub and everything like that, and then doing the artist thing and just kind of been building it and finding my sound.
He's got a really unique sound, too, and that's why I wanted to bring him in. Like, I want to play a clip of a song called
good night. We gotta make it a good night before we say good night. We gotta make it a good night before we say good night. So that's that one, and this one's called Unreal here. I want you with me every time I'm with you, girl. I want your lonely fade away, cause you deserve it. I'll make it worth it. I'll do whatever it takes to earn it. Wanna make you feel, I wanna make you feel unreal. So the hairdo, I gotta ask you about the hairdo real quick. He kind of got the Jonathan Taylor Thomas thing going from back in the Home Improvement days. You know what I mean? Man. When he had the long hair and he would shave underneath it and then pull it back into a bun thing.
Totally.
You know that reference? I don't know how old you are.
I can, yes.
It was the coolest thing we were getting.
Oh my
God. You're bringing it back.
Dude, I'm trying. I didn't even know I was doing
how
that.
How long is it if you let it down?
For lack of a better example, it's down to my nipples.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Is that long?
So it's shaved underneath, but he pulls it up. And so you have the, it's like, it's almost like the Kim Jong-un, right?
Oh my God.
But no. But wrapped up.
Nobody else can have that haircut in North Korea, yeah, so don't go there. Don't
okay,
go
there. Deal. I've never been out of the country, so.
I've never heard you sing.
Oh, shoot.
Like, ever in person. Only, like, you know, downloading your music. So, they're telling me in my ear you do Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Do you guys play that one?
Yeah, I mean.
Do you guys know that?
Yeah, man.
All right, Fillmore's here. This is the old Ben E. King original. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. His name's Fillmore, and it's so cool because it's like you can hear like the traditional, but you can also hear the progressive, and it's like this weird juxtaposition of everything slammed together beside each other. It's just that's why I like it. It's just different.
That means a lot to me. That's kind of what I just kind of blended everything I grew up with. And it takes a while when you first move to Nashville and people are telling you to do something a certain way. And when you finally find yourself and you're just like, I just want to do me and what I love in music. And, you know, I grew up with a pop station, a country station in my hometown. And
we all did. All small-town people. Mm-hmm. That's what I had, too. One pop and one country station. That's it.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Man, Fillmore is here. So you have an EP. It's called Proof.
I do. I put that out last year.
Okay. So what's the song? Because the first song that I heard from you was Unreal.
Mm-hmm.
And what's like your song right now? Like if you were like, everybody, this is my, if you get one song for people to hear of yours, what is that song?
There's a song coming out in like a couple weeks.
But then we can't get that.
That's the one, man.
But you can't get that. I have to check back on that one. Like right now.
Left Our Mark, I think, is one of my favorite songs that I have out. I think it's something that never really got the attention it deserved. And it's on the Proof record.
Let me hear some of that. This town has got a piece of you and me. We left our handprints deep in the concrete. Driving past the grass that ain't grown back. We lay a blanket on down. Flask in the backpack. Young outline heart still got our scars. Yeah, we left our mark. Wow, so if they want to follow you, what's your Instagram, Twitter name?
Fillmore Music. Everything Fillmore Music. 1F1L.
All right, good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
First time in. Fillmore. Fillmore, everybody. Let's go. All right, Monday morning positivity. Time for Tell Me Something Good. Let's go. Tell me something good. So Lupe learned CPR 30 years ago. Never used it. Works for the Fort Worth Independent School District. She was at the front desk when a co-worker's wife rushed in with her baby girl. 11-month-old. Stop breathing. Boom. CPR. 30 years. Remembered it. Saved the baby. Called 911. The paramedics got there. Like, the baby was saved.
Wow.
Like, had she not went back 30 years and remembered it.
And baby CPR. 11 months old?
Baby CPR.
That's different.
Tiny.
It is different.
So delicate.
So, yeah. Man, that's crazy. Amy, you're up.
Well, a cop came across two goats and was like, what are these goats doing out? They were cute little miniature ones. So he loaded them up in his cop car and drove around with them while his like unit put up a Facebook post to find the owners. Pictures floated around. Boom. Cop delivered the owners back to a little kid who lost his goats.
No, I kept probably crying. Oh, man. Lunchbox.
Officer Ed wanted to do something to cheer up the community, so he started a program called Compassion in His Pocket, where he carries around gift cards, and when he sees someone that he thinks down on their luck, he just gives them a gift card to like Domino's or wherever the local store. Yeah, Compassion in Your Pocket. Officer Ed, props to you.
Why did Lunchbox throw his paper in the air? He like finishes a story and drops the mic, except throws his story in the air.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Sam Hunt has the number one song in the country with Body Like a Back Road. Hit the top of the charts over the weekend.
Yeah.
In at number two, Luke Combs' Hurricane. And Yeah Boy by Kelsea Ballerini is at the number three spot. So this is cool. Lady Antebellum contributed a song to the soundtrack of the Dirty Dancing reboot. They perform Hey Baby, which is a song that played during the iconic scene, which I agree it is iconic, when Johnny taught Baby how to dance. The movie remake is going to air May 24th on ABC.
One, I'm surprised it's a TV movie. I thought it'd be another big movie.
Yeah.
But two, I didn't know what Hey Baby was until... But they sing it at a lot of sporting events.
Oh, they
hey,
do?
Hey, baby.
I want to know if you'd be my girl.
Yeah,
so that's awesome.
I know it from sporting events, not Dirty Dancing.
Oh, I know it from Dirty Dancing.
So Lady A is doing that.
Yes.
All right, there you go.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Seconds Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from South Dakota. This is a double bonehead for Mr. Donald Watson. He's in his apartment playing with a gun. And boom, shoots himself right in the groin. He's recovered, had surgery. Now he's sentenced to 5 years in prison because he's a convicted felon that wasn't supposed to have a gun.
Dang, so he got groin shot and he went to jail.
It's a rough day.
Double bonehead! Double bonehead! I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie, our video producer, has two kids, 9-year-old and a 3-year-old. So I'm curious to know what you think about this. How do you discipline your children?
Well, I mean, when it gets really bad, we give them poppings.
Okay, so that's just your hand on the butt?
Yep.
Okay. But what about before that?
Warnings. Warnings, and then that's the last one.
Like grounding?
We ground, yes, or take away their allowance, their little allowance that they get. Yeah.
But really, you do nothing until it's popping time.
I mean, I guess what taking stuff away is really, really big, but the popping's like, all right, we've warned you 3 times, it's going to happen.
So I'm going to ask you then as a dad.
All right.
An Arizona man has been arrested for disciplining his kid. He's been tasing him.
What?
It's an 11-year-old kid.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's really, really bad.
I thought the same thing. Lunchbox is laughing.
Why are you laughing?
Ahead. Well, I didn't know that's where you were going. I thought, okay, you know what I mean? He put him in timeout. He locked him in a shed. He tases his 11-year-old?
Yeah, he's been arrested. He's going to go, and they're getting him with child abuse. And so he's tasing his kid, which is crazy to think you would. That's how to punish an 11-year-old.
I mean, we've been tased here on the show, and I get scared.
We're adults.
And I'm a grown man.
Golly, and a little,
I can't believe it.
Were you using the stun gun to discipline your child?
No, it wasn't for discipline.
In police reports, the child says his father tased him for not doing his homework.
I was telling him that this is like a toy compared to what the police use.
Ingram says it's a cheap stun gun similar.
Okay, now you're hearing that part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts? Is he just saying this, or is this like a locked up? You know, whenever the prisoners come to school, they're like, you don't want to be like us, because, or they take him by the jail.
Oh, yeah. Scared straight.
How do you feel about that?
Oddly, it starts to make a little more sense that, you know, he's prepping them like, this is how bad it can get. This is what the cops use. But I'm not about that.
Again, there are just too many what ifs. It's just a no for me to tase a kid.
Absolutely.
Once you're 18, tase away each other.
But you know, you say like parents just discipline their kids in different ways.
Yeah.
Like this is a different way that he's choosing to do it. I've never thought of this. This is another level of discipline.
It seems extreme.
It does seem extreme to me.
10 years ago, this wouldn't have been a news story though.
Yeah,
it had just been a thing. Like, oh, he tases. Oh, he uses a belt. Oh, she uses, you know.
Yeah.
To this one he picked up at a flea market. And so what do you think the marks on his shoulder were?
They were probably from the pinching of that, little stun gun.
I'd be curious to know how big the stun gun was. Not that it matters,
right?
But I got the crap beat out of me. Mm-hmm. Like when I didn't get spankings or poppins, I got whooped.
Yeah,
hardcore with belts and fly swatters and extension cords. Like it's just that when you grow up in the South, that's just what happened. You just got whooped, and you learn from the whooping, or you got a harder one next time. Or switches. My grandma made me go pick switches. Okay, I'll show her. I'll pick a tiny one. Your legs get tore up by a tiny switch.
And that's a tree branch?
That's it. You pick a switch. So you go and take a little bitty one, because you're like, little bitty one's not going to hurt me. And so you're like, well, I'm not doing that again, so you take a big one. And then she like clubs you, boo with it. Boo, boo. There's just no win.
Yeah.
My grandma would whoop the crap out of me, man. And you can't even do that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Eddie, your wife was social services for a long time.
Yeah. She worried when we started like giving our kids pop-ins that they were going to, you know, something was going to leave some kind of mark and we'd get in trouble. So, I mean, we're just always scared of that.
The marks.
Just a little mark. Anything.
And all the kid has to do is go to someone and go, look at my mark.
Go to school and say like, yeah, my bottom hurts. Like, look at this. Boom.
So, three of us think the tasing's bad and Lunchbox thinks it's funny.
Yep.
Is that pretty much what we've voted on?
That's it.
Well, I didn't say it's funny, but...
You laughed.
It's funny.
Lots of parents on the phone right now. Corey in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hey, Corey.
Hey.
We're talking about this dad. He's got an 11-year-old, and he's tasing him, but he's like, it's a tiny taser, and so I'm trying to show him what it's like if you get in more trouble, what a real tase would be like. What do you think about this?
Well, I feel like when children are in school, you know, their job is their homework. You know, if you and I go to work and we don't do our job or we don't go to work, we don't get our payment with our paycheck. You know, their paycheck is, you know, their extra, you know, their toys, their video games or whatever, you know, going out and getting new clothes. If my kids haven't ever done their homework, you know, I'll take their extra accessories away, kind of like what Eddie was saying. You know, and they sit where the kids can see them, and they know that in order to earn those back, they need to do their job, what's expected of them, which is their homework.
Well, how do you feel about just the tasing part of it, even if it's a small taser?
Absolutely uncalled for. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, no.
Okay, I'm going to let Lunchbox say something, because he was, during the break, fired up about it.
I just think that, look, what he's saying is, hey, if you don't do your homework, you're headed down a bad path where you're headed to jail. And if you go to jail, this is how you're going to be treated. And at 11 years old, you got to learn, and one little tase.
That's quite the jump, though. I didn't do homework a lot, and I never ended up in jail. And my parents didn't tase me either.
They must be used to some other kind
it's
of...
I don't know this family.
Right.
To me, I just see taser and go, nope.
Yeah.
And maybe this kid is doing bad stuff besides not doing homework, and so he's like, you know what? I've got to get this kid back on track.
I think there are listeners who agree with you, and that's why I wanted to make sure you got your opinion out there. I think there are mostly that agree with us, but I think there are some that agree with you. So there's that. We're done with that story. I appreciate all the calls there. So Kelly Ripp has been teasing the fact that she's going to name a new co-host. I forgot she didn't have one.
Yeah.
Be honest with you. So here's Kelly Ripp on social media.
Tune in tomorrow. Trust me.
That's today, by the way.
Yeah.
So who's going to be the new co-host? Let's make a bet. Okay?
Okay. Right.
If you are part of the losing team, you have to buy the winner breakfast.
Ooh. Okay.
Like whatever they want, like a huge spread.
Okay.
Oh, huge spread.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you want to know what Vegas has as the odds?
Sure.
Because I can read them to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, Fred Savage, Seth Meyers, Josh Groban, Alec Baldwin, Jeff Gordon, Mario Lopez, Aaron Andrews.
Okay.
Those are the people that Vegas say. It could be somewhere out of left field, too. So write your answer down. Go ahead. Okay. I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Do we want to say it out loud or do we want to wait a bit?
It's up to you.
Whatever.
Like, we can pass them over.
Oh, we can do that.
And
that'd be fun.
And put them on save.
Let's do that.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay.
She announced it an hour and a half. And we looked and tried to Google for any sort of
spoiler,
and there weren't any out there. You want to do it now? Just say it or no?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Lunchbox?
Well, in her tease, she said, we're going to need a bigger cup.
A bigger, okay. Huh? Okay.
And then what I saw online, so I felt like it's going to be a big person.
Okay.
So I put Shaq.
Oh,
that's
solid
interesting.
Guess.
He's not on the odds board. I like that.
Solid. My person's not on the odds board either.
Really?
Yeah. Solid guess. Amy.
Well, now hearing the odds, I don't feel as great about my pick, but I picked it before you read the Vegas odds. Mario Lopez.
Okay. I stayed in the same thing. I have Ryan Seacrest because he's everywhere.
Oh,
well, true. That's a good one.
He also hosts a radio show in California.
And I feel like you know something.
Yeah. Of course.
Do you think they would call me?
No.
I don't either. not about this. Who do you have?
I have Anderson Cooper.
Mm.
And I wrote it before the odds, but like I feel like she said something at some point that said like, you know, maybe he didn't want to do it really. I don't know. I'm not convinced with it, but that's my pick.
Can I change mine?
No.
No. Yours is a good one. What are you talking about?
I just wrote it down.
Whatever. I feel like, you know, some little birdie flew on your shoulder.
And now you're like playing cool about it. Like, I want to change it.
You guys always think there's something to, to everything.
With you, there is.
Well, it gets announced like an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if nobody gets it?
Oh. Then I guess nobody's eating breakfast.
Oh, no. We all go hungry?
Yep.
Oh, crap. All right, well, there we go. Let us know when it's announced, whenever. Because it'll be 8 o'clock Central.
Yeah.
9 o'clock Eastern, okay.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Today's May 1st. I still don't have my birthday present from Amy.
Oh.
My Yeezys, so they don't count.
Oh.
What?
Is there something you want to bring in? What is this?
What does that say right there?
Congrats. The goods are yours. Tell your grandma.
What?
I X'd out the price because I do not want you to know.
But where are they?
But, well, obviously I was waiting until the 30th of the month to see if I could get, like, the legit hookup and just pay retail. But I couldn't. So yesterday, being the last day of the month, made the purchase. It's done.
Where are they?
They're on their way. But that is a receipt right there, and you will never know how much I paid.
Hold on.
If I ask you, though, off the air, you'll tell me, huh?
Probably.
Yeah.
Here's a receipt for a helicopter.
No, this is a legit receipt.
Okay. Oh, Lunchbox gave me a receipt for a new helicopter. That's awesome. Thank you. Wow.
This is real.
Eddie just gave me a boat. Wow.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
My buddy Tim McGraw turned 50 today.
Wow.
Crazy.
I'm going to tell you, first of all,
not a good day.
Two things about Tim that's awesome. One is that when I was a kid, Tim McGraw was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This just in. I ain't a kid no more. He's still awesome.
Yep.
Two, that dude is ripped.
That's like, pretty awesome.
He looks better than a 22-year-old.
Yeah, like he's taking care of himself for sure.
So we're going to play a little Tim McGraw Jeopardy.
Oh.
Except it's called Know Your Tims. It could be any Tim.
Okay.
In honor of Tim.
In honor of Tim McGraw's 50th birthday, Know Your Tim. I'll give you the description of a famous Tim. You answer the question. Ready? Jeopardy, by the way. Hey, do you have any Jeopardy music? I think that'd be more fitting for Jeopardy. All right, here we go. Best known for his character of Andy Dufresne.
Lunchbox.
Do we all go?
You said Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, go ahead.
Write
it down.
You have to write it down, right?
What? Okay.
Lunchbox scared me.
Yeah, don't yell like that. You scared me too.
Jeopardy, you buzz in. I'm sorry.
Do they yell on Jeopardy like that?
Lunchbox.
That scared me. It's still Monday, dude. Like, I'm just adjusting back to the week.
Yeah, man.
Why did you sound like someone who, to me, in my mind, your voice just now sounded like someone that is not named him.
I'm in for the win.
All right. Again, it's Monday. Nobody knows where they are. All right, Amy.
Tim Allen. I don't know.
I need that form of a question, please.
Who is
Jeopardy?
Tim Allen?
All right. Best known for his character is Andy Dufresne. Lunchbox.
Who is Tim Robbins?
Eddie. Oh.
Who is Tim Robbins?
Correct.
You sound like Morgan Freeman when you said that.
That's why.
Andy Dufresne.
That's from Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Oh. Ah, dang it.
The CEO of Apple.
I'm in.
Oh.
Give me the famous Tim in honor of Tim McGraw's 50th birthday.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Who is Tim Cook?
Oh.
Wow.
Why are you shocked by that?
Because everybody gave me the possum look. Like, I have no idea. Lunchbox.
Who is Tim Wozniak?
Steve
Wozniak.
Who's
Eddie?
That?
Who is Tim Jobs?
Oh, no. Steve's brother.
Not going to work.
No. Mm. Okay. Number three.
Yes. I'm back in.
Former NFL quarterback, current baseball outfielder.
I'm in.
What?
I'm in for the win.
Former NFL quarterback, current baseball outfielder.
Man, this is tough. I'm in.
Eddie, I'm curious to know what you have. What do you have?
Tim Tebow.
Who is Tim Tebow? Got it.
I tricked you!
Eddie, Lunchbox.
Who is Tim Tebow?
Amy?
Who is Tim Tebow, duh?
Good. Who's Tim Tebow, duh?
Duh.
Give her the extra point for duh. Director known for his dark gothic fantasy movies. It's Tim Jeopardy in honor of Tim McGraw's 50th birthday. Who's the director known for?
I'm in.
His dark gothic fantasy movies.
Shoot.
I'm really in. Okay, I'm in.
That hurt. Okay.
We're getting too old for this, dude.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Thinking this one's going to come through for me eventually. Who is Tim Allen?
Who is Tim Allen? Lunchbox.
That was a good guess, but who is Tim? Tim Thomas.
What are you doing?
Who's Tim Thomas?
I don't know.
Oh.
Just taking a chance. I don't know a director.
Eddie.
Who is Tim Burton?
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Right, good one.
Okay. What's the score?
3 for Eddie, and everybody else has 2.
All right, last one. Known for his SNL character, The Ladies' Man. Name that Tim. Known for his SNL character.
Relax, Lunchbox. Sit down.
The Ladies' Man. The Ladies' Man. Can I give you a fifth sandwich?
That's it. That's it.
I cannot pick up. I won't say it.
That guy's name's Tim?
Uh-huh.
No way.
All right.
I can't think of his name, but it's
do
not
another
Tim.
One. Do another one.
No.
Okay, I'm in.
Amy?
Who is Tim Allen?
Okay.
Lunchbox?
Yes, my name is, who is Tim Meadows?
Tim Meadows.
Oh, I
Eddie.
Know that.
I'm in. Who is Tim Meadows?
There's your winner, Eddie. It is. Congratulations, my friend. Happy birthday, Tim McGraw, 50 years old today.
Yeah, wanna get it jacked up. Yeah,
we're going to do, throughout the show, my favorite all-time, top 5 favorite Tim McGraw songs. And maybe Tim McGraw will call us.
Yeah.
No, really, we've not reached out at all. Just maybe he's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah! I give you my number 5 favorite Tim McGraw of all time song. Coming up in just a second. Eddie and I played our band at Stagecoach Music Festival over the weekend, which Stagecoach is in California. It's in a town called Indio, like 3 hours from L.A., basically. Mm-hmm. Out in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a desert. So we go, and it takes forever to get there, but everybody's hot, and they've been drinking a lot, and I saw a couple fights, because this is when people start drinking, people start fighting.
That's the combo. People get hot, irritated, and they're drinking. Mm.
So, and we were out there for 2 nights, because we saw Dirks play. We went out just for that, and then we played the next night. And so, because of that, we were able to see lots of crazy things. And I saw, again, back to the fight. If your friend gets in a fight, are you automatically bound to jump into the fight, too? Because I'd never been in a fight in my life, not a physical one. And if your buddy gets into a fight with somebody, like, do you have to get in? Lunchbox?
It depends on what's going down. If he's one-on-one, you're okay to stand outside. But once that other guy's friends start getting in there, you're obligated to get in and help your friend.
What if he, though, is getting beat up?
Yeah, you're obligated to get in, try to break it up, and then the other guy thinks you're trying to fight him, so usually it turns into something bigger.
You ever been in a fist fight?
Yes.
For real?
Yeah.
You probably lost, huh?
No, why would I lose?
Like, I have a hard time believing you've ever really been in a fight. Okay. No offense.
You ever
punch
anybody in the face?
Yeah, 7th grade.
Oh. Okay.
Eddie, you?
No. I got one punch in on one guy and I got in trouble. Got sent to the principal's office.
Okay, all of our fights are like grade school.
But
yeah,
that's
yeah. This was middle school.
So you're mature.
We're the least hardcore show ever.
Oh, yeah. I don't like fighting.
Me either. It looks like I hurt my hands.
Of course.
I won't get boo-boos on my knuckles.
No, it hurts.
I got to push buttons all day.
Some girls think fighting's like
I know.
Hot, though.
Really?
I don't. But.
Yeah, but you do. And I think,
no, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't.
You do. But I think that most girls. Like, say no, but some really think yes.
I find
because
it...
Amy... No. Because Amy does like it. She would like, if someone disrespected me, I'd love for my husband to knock him on the butt.
Yes, she has said it.
You've said that before. On
wow.
The
no,
and you... I think that's common. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I think you have me confused. I have always said, and I stand by this, that I find it more attractive if a man is mature enough to just walk away from the situation.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
Mm-hmm. You'd think way different. You'd go to bed feeling ashamed.
No, I
that.
Wouldn't.
Would it, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, Amy's husband is basically the Rock of just our life.
Of people.
Yeah, it's like the Rock meets Vin Diesel meets Jason Statham, you know?
Great.
Oh, yeah.
That's him. And so if he didn't fight, like I kind of want somebody just to mess with him so I can watch it. And
like, he's not a fighter.
He's like the new age Chuck Norris, if we can be honest.
Wow.
He hates when y'all say this.
But that's true.
It's like he has friends that listen that like know him, and they're probably like, what are they talking about right now?
Yeah, they should fight and video it. But yeah, so hey, we're going to do coming up in a minute is what your high school prom song was.
according to what year you graduated high school.
Okay.
So what's your high school proms? Because Lunchbox is prom king.
That's right.
Do you remember the whole night?
I remember the whole night, man. Getting crowned king. I was like, what? Because I'd already been named class clown. I thought you could only win one. And then they yell, they say prom king. And I go up there and I'm like, what up? And they put that crown on. Everybody's like, yeah.
Who was prom queen?
Kathleen Wheat.
And did she get it as a joke?
What?
Did she get it for real?
Yeah, just like I did.
Oh. Cool.
So you think he was crowned as a joke? Like, haha, jokes on you?
Well, everybody that knows him from high school says he wasn't...
I was popular.
It doesn't matter. You know what? Good on you, buddy. It doesn't matter. That's my personal number five, Tim McGraw song. All morning long, we're counting down my favorite Tim McGraw songs, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because it's Tim's 50th birthday. Over to Amy now with that skinny.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Faith Hill got booed while on stage in St. Louis last Thursday when she mentioned watching the NFL draft before the show. She didn't put it together that the Rams had recently left the city for Los Angeles. So then Tim McGraw stepped in, let her know why, soothed over the crowd by bringing up the Blues hockey team and the Cardinals.
Yeah, I felt bad for Faith.
I know, me too.
She didn't know.
No, that's something I would do.
She didn't know. And I hate that the Rams left St. Louis too. Yeah, I felt bad for her. Yeah, what else?
Kelly Ripa tweeted yesterday that she will announce her new live co-host this morning following nearly a year of speculation.
A year, man.
It's been a year since Michael Strahan left.
Different hosts.
Yeah.
That's got to be just stressful. Because every day it's somebody new. And you're like, yeah.
Tune in tomorrow. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that happens today.
Yeah.
So we'll find out about an hour or so.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Who'd you pick, Lunchbox?
Shaq.
That's such a good out-of-the-box pick. Like, I wonder if he's on TNT, like, because...
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's good, though. Man, can you imagine us two standing beside each other?
Oh, wow, yeah.
You know what I saw this weekend? And I was arm's length from her, but I couldn't, like, say hi or anything. I could. I just felt weird. It was Cindy Crawford.
Oh, what would you have said? Like, hey.
Hey.
I mean, I would have loved to have got a picture.
Yeah.
But so, Dirks was playing Friday night, and so we went out to Stagecoach, which is a big music festival in California. And so, Eddie and I, our band, The Raging Idiots, played Saturday night. But we got out there, and we went back to see Dirks before the show, and Dirks has, like, this little party. There are, like, 25 people there. It's, like, John Party, Cam, us, the guy that started Tom Shoes.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Cindy Crawford. Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd.
Oh.
So it's like, and it was just weird. It was just a cool place to be.
It's right.
We were like, wow. And so everybody else, we kind of know, all the country people. Then Cindy Crawford walks up and we're like, what in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And so I Snapchatted her standing behind me with an arrow on her head, like, that's Cindy Crawford. And so it was just weird. But I mean, she's internationally super famous.
For sure.
And maybe not so much super relevant now. But at the time, back when we were kids, she was the biggest thing possible.
Yeah. Everybody
but she was there, and everybody was like, everybody was whispering about her. Like, oh my goodness, Cindy Crawford. Oh my goodness, Cindy Crawford. So, yeah.
How'd she look?
Great.
Oh.
Amazing.
Great. Like, first of all, tiny.
Yes.
Didn't you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she
for
not
sure.
Like, but tall, but tiny?
No, because I don't ever think she was a runway model.
Oh, I just picture her being so tall.
She wasn't, like, short or anything. She was just normal.
Okay. I thought she was short. I thought she was pretty small.
Oh, wow.
But
you're the one that, I mean, you're the one that got the Snapchats of her.
I did. So many creeper snaps. Go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Well, I probably like 8 creeper snapped her. Like, I'd walk all around, act like I'm talking to my phone, but it's just her behind me the whole time. So that was interesting. That was cool. Our phone screener, Mike D, ran a marathon this weekend, which by itself is quite the achievement. I don't have the mental capacity to do that. Mike D runs the marathon. But Mike, this is like the exclamation point to Mike D's last 2 years, because Mike D has lost over 120 pounds, and like he's done it all natural. He started just walking and then jogging and then eating right, and he's losing weight, and then he ran a marathon this weekend.
All right.
And it's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Blue.
How do you feel right now?
I feel okay right now. My feet are a little banged up, but I feel good.
Wow.
What happened with you? where you had to run an extra mile.
So there's a part in the course where it splits off between people running the half and the full marathon, and I was so in the zone that I stayed to the right and went towards the finish line. So I ended up having to cross and then wrap back around to keep on the course.
So you ended up running an extra mile.
Yeah, an extra mile to get back on
track. This guy.
Yeah.
What was your time when you ran one?
4 hours and 42 minutes, 20 seconds.
Mike D, what was your time?
3 hours and 51 minutes.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. Andy ran another mile, so.
With the extra mile.
He probably would have been more like 340.
Yeah.
Or no, you were, his pace was, he was, I was watching him the entire time online. His pace was 740.
Yeah.
Per mile. Yeah, 7 minutes, 40 seconds.
It was those last 6 miles that got me, though.
How'd you feel when you finished?
I was kind of out of it, a little delirious. They had to, like, check me out to make sure I was okay. It was just a blur.
I was talking to Mike because I FaceTimed him. Eddie and I were in California, and I was like, how you feeling? He said, it's the first time I've ever been proud of myself in my entire life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, weird. Mike, you have so much to be proud of, but yes, I could see it's quite the accomplishment.
In your entire life?
Yeah, it was the first time I ever felt proud of myself.
Really?
Like, I set out to do something, and I did it.
Look at this guy. Over 100 pounds lost, ran a marathon. This guy right here, Mike Gate. I see you, Mike Gate.
Thank you.
And his sister came to town.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Yeah, she did a half.
And when you finished, Lindsay was there, Nada was there, Amy was there. Everybody was like different points of the race.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie and I would have been there, but we were on the road.
Totally, dude.
I'd have probably just run up beside you the whole time. So yeah. I'd have been like, yeah, come on, you can do it.
My husband was like, dang. I mean, when you're watching someone do it and you're so excited for him, Mike, I mean, you inspired him. He, like, went out for a run, like, immediately after. He's like, I think I'm not going to skip the gym today. I'm going to go for a run. I think I need to run a marathon.
Look at that guy.
Yeah.
And Amy's husband's like The Rock.
Yeah.
And you inspired The Rock, basically.
Dang, that's awesome.
Still feel good?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, smile on your face.
Yeah.
It was
big
cool.
One. We're proud of you, too, buddy.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. No, Mike Woo! D, our love phones it. Are out. Oh, our phone's going to, I don't know what, you should be more proud because... Mike D, and let me kind of give you how the show works. So if you're new to the show, I started by myself, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. So then I found Lunchbox delivering at Jason's Deli, and Lunchbox joined the show. Then I found Amy, who was selling granite, and then Amy joined the show. And we're like, we don't know what we're doing. And then from there, Eddie is my old TV producer, and Eddie joined the show. He's like, we don't know what we're doing. And then, you know, Ray was an intern at one point. He's our audio producer. Morgan was an intern at one point. Morgan is the head producer in the Glass Room. Mike D was an intern way after them. And now Mike D, as of Friday, is now full-time on the show.
Yeah!
Hey, we're an intern to part-time to full-time. Look at this. Mike D.
It's the first time I've been full-time anything, man.
In his whole life, because it's his first full-time job.
Wow.
Look at it! Yeah, woo!
So, see, there you have that to be proud of, too. It's quite the...
Yeah! Give me the D! Yeah! Get Mike D!
Mike D, yeah!
Okay.
That's awesome. Mike, we're proud of... We are proud of you.
Thanks,
we are very proud of you. Man, keep it up, buddy.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Show... Mother's Day's coming up. Now, I guess we're all on different pages here. Mother's Day for you, Amy, means?
I'll celebrate it as me being a mom.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then my mother-in-law, of course, and my sister's a mom. And
but do you have to buy them all stuff? Like, who do you have to buy stuff for Mother's Day?
My mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. And your husband will take care of you?
Yeah. Exactly. You better.
Lunchbox, Mother's Day. What are you doing?
I don't even know when Mother's Day is. So I guess I'll call my mom and say Happy Mother's Day.
But you don't send her a gift or anything?
No.
Flowers or anything?
No.
What about your mother-in-law?
My wife.
Just your wife?
My wife is the mom. I call my mom and maybe I'll like coordinate with my brother and sister and get her something, but my wife's the priority. She's the important mama in my life.
What do you do for your wife, or what have you done?
We make it a whole day, you know. We cook for her, and we get food for her, and we take her out to eat, and we do special things. We don't let her work. We do all the work around the house, that kind of stuff.
That's nice.
Yeah.
$186 is the average people spend on their mom for travel and presents. That seems a little high.
Wow. I guess that's factoring in. That must be the travel part.
I guess.
I don't know. That's a lot.
I don't have a wife. Or a mom. So I'm good on $186. So if anybody needs a loan, I got $186 just sitting around, apparently, if you guys can have. Yeah, I don't have aunt or mother-in-law. Man, I like these holidays. I'm going to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you have Amy now.
Oh yeah, I'm a mom.
But you're not. No, I'm not doing. I'm not buying. Yeah.
What do you mean you're not?
In, yeah. What, you know what I should do is get her a gift better than what her husband gets her.
Ooh, that would make him happy.
Yeah, why would you do that?
That would get awkward.
Just totally dominate. Yeah. And be like, "Happy Mother's Day. Here's a block of gold."
Whoa.
He'll be like, "Okay."
Let me ask you a question, Eddie. You ever had a pet fish for your kids?
Of course, I still have one. Finny, he's a betta fish, a little red one.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Have you ever had any other ones?
Yes, we had another one too, another betta fish.
Do you flush it or bury it?
Oh, gosh, I think we buried it.
So for the kids, you have the fish funeral?
Yes. I don't think the toilet's the right place for a proper burial.
What? I totally had toilet burials as a kid. We had tons of fish.
You
we
just don't
both.
Know what's down there.
We had tons of fish.
We did.
I wonder who's irresponsible on the show.
We had a huge fish tank in our
we
living room.
We had 73 fish. We kept a list of them here.
No, but we'd either bury them in a box in the backyard or flush them down the toilet.
And it mostly?
Toilet.
Yeah.
It was easier on my mom, I think.
A majority of people said they flushed them down the toilet.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense since it's just down water.
I would assume the first one you bury and the rest of them are like,
fish. Down the toilet.
That's probably how it went in our house. Same thing with hamsters.
Oh my goodness.
Amy! What's wrong with you?
Wait, we didn't flush them down the toilet. We buried them, but we went through them. Let me tell you.
Oh my goodness.
What would happen to all these animals?
Oh, I don't know.
You'd forget
random
too?
Things.
She's like, still forgetting. She's like, I don't
same
know.
Same thing with my little cute bird I had. I don't know. One time I decided to decorate its cage with Christmas lights, and then my cat decided to play with the Christmas lights and gave the bird a heart attack. It's just
are
stuff
we
like
sure
that.
The lights
think
didn't
that
give
the heart
bird.
Attack electric
like the cat either ate the bird or the lights gave the bird a
oh my goodness
what's stuff like that
oh my goodness. We're about to do some Monday morning confessions. We have some guests in the studio. So who's getting married over there? Raise your hand if you're getting married. Come on up to the microphone for a second. I want to talk to this couple up here. Let me see what they know what they're doing exactly. What is your name?
My name is Shallon.
Shallon?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your name, sir?
Sam Mindy.
What is it?
Sam Mindy.
Sam?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you guys have been together for how long?
4.5 years.
Oh, yeah. That's she's giving me that look like it's been, it's, hey.
Yeah, it's time.
We got it.
You've been waiting a bit. So you guys are from where?
Tampa, Florida.
And so how did you get in the studio here?
We had a friend who contacted you guys. And
that's all it takes. Next thing.
That's all it takes.
Well, congratulations. When's the wedding?
November 11th.
Oh, Sam, you got plenty of time. Like, think about it. How'd you propose, Sam?
Actually, because of y'all, we went to one of your shows and you had somebody up on stage.
But hold on, I remember this. In Tampa,
yes,
we had a guy and a girl up and he proposed to her. Mm-hmm. And so you saw that?
I saw that. I saw her smile and I said, I need to figure that out.
You got me kidding!
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dang. Yeah.
Brett Eldredge concert. When he was with
and so then you did it at a Brett Eldredge show?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, does he know that?
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to Brett?
Just when we were there that night.
Hey, Nada, do you have Brett's number?
I do.
See if you, we don't have this lined up in any way. We don't even know if Brett's awake. He's probably not. And he may not be from back in California yet. I don't know. See if, hey, Nada's going to give you guys Brett's number. We'll see if we'll wake him up. Well, congratulations, you two.
Thank you.
I'm really glad you guys come hang out in the studio, and I appreciate you wearing the Pimp My Joy hat, and
yes,
to many, many months of happy marriage, you know?
Many months.
Well, you just never know, you know?
Yeah,
you don't want to save the
time.
Clip later.
And
well, cool. Well, have a seat, and hang out, and
enjoy the
scenery. Thanks. It's funny when people come in. Yeah, you guys can sit down. Everybody can sit down. It's funny when people come in, they're like, okay, so what happens? And we're like, well, this is it.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Sit down and watch us sit around a table and talk. But I'm glad you guys are here.
Man, you inspired them to get married.
I didn't. The couple did.
Right.
But you brought the couple on stage, so you are the reason they're getting married.
Well, not really.
Well,
probably
the way
their
you did
probably
Brett.
Their love is what got them together. Monday morning confessions. If you have something you want to add to the show, you want to confess and clear it, let's get it out there. Let's go to Veronica in Austin. Veronica, Monday morning confession. Yours is a wife confession. What do you have?
All right. My husband and I are expecting our first baby any day now. And we were given some clothes, and in this box of clothing was this one little outfit, cheetah print with pink tutu-y bows and all kinds of stuff, way too over the top for me. One of the most tackiest things I've ever seen. And my husband loved it. He just oohed and awed, and it may or may not have fallen in the box of stuff I donated. And he keeps looking for it, and I just keep saying, I don't know where it could be.
Oh, no.
His favorite baby outfit you gave away, and now you're saying you don't know where it is.
I did call the place and see if they still had it, and they said, no, they already donated it to the churches.
You can't take it back from a church.
I know. I did try to recoup it. I even went on Amazon and online looking for it to try to buy it to say, oh, look, honey, I found it. Nobody else wants it, so it's not
going to sell. All right, well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. If you have a confession, you can call us. By the way, we tried to call Brett Elder. He's still asleep right now. We're trying to get him on, though. We're seeing what can happen. There's no way he'll wake up before like 11. Mm. But if he does, we're going to put him on. All right, so let's see here. Wife confessions. Hello, who's this? Hello, good morning. Oh, somebody's
hello?
Hitting the Coke machine button as we talk to them. You there? Hello? All right, going once. Going twice. I can hear myself on their phone.
Yeah.
I know they can.
I hope they're okay.
I need the radio up.
Blink one. Oh, wait. That doesn't help. All right. We're going to have to go.
Man.
You had your moment.
That's weird. Hello?
All right. Let's go. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to Kentucky and Lynn. Lynn, hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. So my husband is a farmer. And he is like a crazy germaphobe, even though he's a farmer. So a lot of times I take him lunch out to the field, you know, because that's what good wives do, you know. Well, one day he was totally just snappy and just acting like a jerk. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a bite out of his sandwich because he's such a germaphobe. Like, he doesn't like his food to be messed with or anything. So anytime he gets snappy now, I take a bite out of his sandwich, and he freaks out, and he thinks this place where I go get his lunches is messing with him because they know it's his food, and it's really just me.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I would get so mad if a place was messing with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, if I was like my wife, I'd be like, we kiss anyway. But that's funny that you don't tell him. Like, he's going to get angry at that food place.
Exactly. He's going to storm up in there one day, and they're going to be like, what are you talking about, sir?
Stephanie in Tennessee, thank you for calling. Monday Morning Confessions.
Yes. When I went through my divorce with my ex-husband, I took his toothbrush and cleaned my feet and the toilet with it.
No!
Oh, you got to be kidding me. You have to... What? Oh, she loves it, too. She loves it. Have you ever told anybody the story?
One person, it was my sister. She kind of helped me and put me out. You know, it was like, you know, because he was a bad germaphobe. He hated germs.
Yeah, but he didn't know, right? You never told him you did this.
No.
These could be like diseases and stuff. Yeah.
Hey, it's your ex. You don't care, do you?
No, he was abusive too, so it makes it better.
All right, Stephanie. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, but I rinsed it out and put it back in there like nothing ever happened. My merry little ways.
Oh, boy.
So gross. That's disgusting.
You know, and
I
on
love
that,
it.
And on that one, I think we'll peace out.
Yeah.
And, thank you for sharing your. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Like, my girlfriend keeps her toothbrush in the same, like, round thing that I have.
Oh, so sometimes it touches?
No. But I am so scared because they're blue and then dark blue, and I'm really bad colorblind. So I have to feel them because they have bumps on them. Mine has bumps, like big bumps. I'm so scared. If I put hers in my mouth, I'll probably vomit.
But you kiss her, right?
I don't stick my tongue on the inside of her teeth and lick the inside of her teeth. Or
you don't.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
Wait.
Oh. That's how you kiss.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
The wife confessions keep trickling in here. Cherie in Mobile, Alabama. Hey, Cherie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm really good. What would you like to confess?
About a couple years ago, probably, my husband, he was a corrections officer, and they had some type of, like, uniform inspection or whatever, and he didn't get a haircut. So he was like, hey, honey, would you, like, cut my hair? Because I have to have it cut for today. So I was not very good at it, obviously. So I put the guard on, I was cutting it, and then I had to take the guard off and change it to a different one, and I forgot to stick it back on there. And I took off about a 2-inch gap, like all the way to the scalp in the back of his head. And I didn't tell him about it because I knew he'd been so mad. And I let him go to work. And he said that when he got back home, he was like, so thanks for not telling me about my hair. Because all the guys were just like, dude, your hair, who did it? What is wrong?
Hey, sometimes when you go get a discount haircut, that's what happens. You get what you pay for, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm like, you're the one who asked me to do it.
Eddie got a haircut this weekend.
I did.
Said it took him 40 minutes.
In California, which is really long because the guy that cuts my hair here in town, it's like 5 minutes easy because I don't have hair, really.
I was like, what took 40 minutes?
But the girl in California, she just said that I had a hat on and it was really messing her up, that little crease that the hat created.
Hmm. They don't wash your hair before they cut it?
She didn't want to, and then I really didn't want her either because I knew she was going to charge me.
Oh.
Eddie's losing a lot of his hair on top, so it just takes like 5 minutes. And it took him like an hour.
Easy.
What?
It should be easy.
Yeah, it should be easy. Tim McGraw turns 50 today. Happy birthday to Tim. I'm counting down my favorite Tim McGraw songs of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Number 4 on the list, Indian Outlaw. This is my introduction to Tim on the radio. I turn on Kiss of 96, and Indian Outlaw would come on, and I'd be like, dang, this is the jam. Number 4, Bobby's favorite Tim McGraw songs of all time. Happy birthday, Tim.
I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. Oh, she's a one of a kind.
You know, one of the big things from the weekend was on Friday after the show, Amy was going to her kids' school for the first time ever. If you're new to the show, Amy's adopting two kids, and they come into the house in the next 60 days. Like, they're moving in. So you have to go and, like, find the school, and you go to the school, and it was the first time you'd done anything like this before.
Mm-hmm. It got real quick. Like, my husband and I were looking at each other when we were in the office, and the principal came up and introduced himself, and then we were about to get a tour. I was like, this is, like, real parent stuff.
What do you ask? First question.
Oh, what did we ask? Oh, my husband had a lot of questions, and he had really good questions. He was better at it than I was. But basically, given that they need to learn more English, obviously they're behind, he was wondering if they were to get pulled aside for certain things to brush up on their English, would it be obvious to the other kids? Because his big thing is he doesn't want them to feel different. And they were like, absolutely not. We have people that are split up all the different times. No one knows which kid's going to which group and why. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a really good question. I was more like, well, what do they serve for lunch here?
And then, which is also a great question, just different part.
Yes. And they were super pumped about the corn dogs they had that day. And
the
I was
school
like,
was pumped?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, oh, today, see, we went in and saw the meeting lunch. She's like, check out the corn dogs and the pizza. And I was like, do you have a salad bar? Which I felt ridiculous being like that. But my kids, you know, they need the nutrients. And I want to make sure they have some healthy options, too.
How did it make you feel? What was like the craziest moment of it all where it was like, this is so real?
It made me feel super excited to get them involved in either like art and performances. That's a part like going up to the school and watching them perform something that it made me feel excited for them because of the education side. But me as a parent, they talked just all the different things like getting involved and like going and watching their little plays or whatever they do like that or their sporting event. I can't wait.
When you guys left the school and you got in the car, your husband, what do you guys talk about right then when you're by yourself?
Oh, wow. Well, we talked about if we thought it was like a legit good environment for the kids.
Did you?
Yes. We were super excited. I mean, yes, like hands down. I don't know for sure if that's where we'll lean. It was. I saw Eddie's son there, which was really cool. What?
The 9-year-old?
Yeah.
So did she tell you this?
I haven't
she
told
didn't
you
tell
yet.
Me, but Junior told me.
Listen to this.
Yeah, but this is cool because I didn't know which classroom he was in. We were just going into various classrooms, and I walk in, and I'm like, Eddie Jr.
What was he doing?
He was sitting on this big special bench, like, and everyone else was on the ground.
Oh, great. Was it a timeout bench?
No, but then the teacher informed me that that he was, like, leader of the day or something.
Yeah.
And he was so excited, which means he was the teacher's head helper, and he was in charge. And, you know, he perked right up on his little cute little bench.
Okay.
And then she was like, well, how do you know Eddie Jr.? I'm like, oh, I work with his dad. And this other kid looks up real quick. You work on the Bobby Bone Show?
Oh, great.
And I was like, oh, great.
What did Eddie Jr. tell you?
Well, he goes, hey, so I saw Amy at school today. I'm like, what? Really? And then it finally clicked. I was like, oh, she was doing tour. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. And he goes, yeah, I kind of try to play it cool, but she said she spotted me first, but I really saw her first.
How could I miss him? He was up on this, like, king's chair. So I thought it was really neat. I'm excited to see where it goes.
Or are you just freaking out?
Freaking out, but in a good way.
Yeah. You got it. You got
so
it.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. You got this. Yeah. And so you think in the next 60 days?
Yeah.
The kids are going to be here.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo! Woo! School starts like August 7th. Woo!
Mate. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They get her just in time. All right. Positivity comes up at 55 after. Tell me something good on the way.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right. When the show started, before anyone had any idea, we all guessed who'd be Kelly Ripa's co-host. And around the room, who did you say? Amy.
Mario Lopez.
Lunchbox.
Shaq.
Eddie.
Anderson Cooper.
And I went out on a limb and said Ryan Seacrest.
Out on a limb, my
I just went out on a limb like 2 hours ago. How was I to know?
Rigged.
And then
rigged.
What? Yeah. Ryan Seacrest got the job?
What?
Rigged. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't believe you guessed him.
Man, that's wow, just so crazy.
I hope you hear that sarcasm in my voice.
How did you do that?
How are you so smart? Out of all the people in the world.
You're like, dang, is it too late to change my answer?
Oh. Like, it's so dumb to pick him because he has a radio show that he does every morning from LA. It can't be him.
Well, how's he going to do that, though, by the way?
Don't ask me.
You already know, so just tell us. You know everything.
I don't know it. All I know is I'm happy for Ryan, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, so are we. We're really happy for
him. That's so crazy you guessed him.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So who told you?
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously knew someone at the company that told
probably
you.
Probably Ryan.
Ryan called me last night.
Ryan did? Ryan himself?
And just said, here's what's happening. I just want you to know.
Ryan or Brian? Like
Brian Seacrest. Ryan.
Brian Seacrest's cousin?
Yeah.
No, Brian and I know each other.
Well, I know that, but it's not like he calls you with all important decisions in his life.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's just, it was just a friendly, like.
Well, and you've been on the show as a co-host before.
I had nothing to do with it.
Oh.
Our relationship started because we were doing charity stuff together. I work in his Seacrest studio sometimes. Tell me something good. When he wanted to do something on his show, he called me and was like, hey. And so we see each other all the time.
Wait a second.
What?
Are you going over to take over his morning show?
Tomorrow.
Cool. Guys, we need to look for a new job.
I got a pack.
No. He's doing both. He's going to be doing it all.
But he asked for your help?
You're acting. No. Oh.
When is he going to nap?
You're at.
He doesn't. I bet Ryan Seacrest does not nap.
No way.
You're acting like he doesn't do 100 things already. I don't know what's happening with his life. I do know he's going to still do the morning show.
You didn't say, what's happening with your life?
No. It was he called so late last night.
Be like, dude, don't you know I do a morning show?
I felt like saying that.
Yeah, but it's Ryan Seacrest. So.
But I was just like, huh? And I had to act like I was awake. You know how someone calls you and you're asleep? And you're like, huh? And I was like, huh? Hey, man! Yes. What's up? I'm just sitting here awake! And I'm really out of it.
How do you get off the phone with him?
It's just always a little bit awkward.
Okay.
No, but what do you say? Like, peace?
No.
Yo, peace, Ryan.
See you on the flip
check
side.
You.
No, I was like, hey, man, good luck. That's really awesome.
Later, Gator.
But even when we saw each other at the iHeart Awards, like, we know each other.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, but we don't know each other.
Yeah.
But we know each other.
Well enough.
I would say I don't know him as well as Brad Paisley, but I do know him better than Brantley Gilbert.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Because I know Brantley okay. That's where I put him in that list of knowing people.
Got it.
Because I know Brad pretty well.
Right.
That's where I put him on the list.
Okay.
Anyway, congrats to him. I know nothing else. Except I knew he was getting it, so y'all owe me breakfast.
No.
That's not, I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
The game wasn't.
You would go to prison for insider trading. You're Martha Stewart right now, and if you want me to go to court, we can go to court.
Great, take me to court.
I'll get you breakfast. What do you want?
Lunchbox was going to sue me for $200.
Yeah, because you still owe me.
And I was like, dude, don't you understand the legal fees are way above $200?
Yeah. No, he has a lawyer friend.
No, he doesn't.
I got pro bono lawyers.
He's like, hey, I'll take you to small claims court. I'm like, I don't. Oh, we have two poker chips in there. I've been fronting the money to get back in games.
And I said I would pay you for the poker chip.
I want all the money for the poker chips. If you want all the poker chips, you buy all the poker chips.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Right. Okay. That's a legit deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I will take. If you give me, how much poker chips?
2,000.
No, they're 1,000.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go. Then you have them.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Tim McGraw's 50th birthday, so happy birthday, Tim. And in honor of that, we're counting down my favorite 5 Tim McGraw songs of all time. Number 5 was It's Your Love, Tim and Faith. Number 4 was Indian Outlaw. Number 3 in my Tim McGraw list, Live Like You Were Dying. Take it in, take a deep breath. Let this song get to your heart. Happy birthday, Tim McGraw. Number 3.
You said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime.
Only 2 remain here on the countdown. All Tim, all the time. Top 5 songs. Man, I always wanted to have that voice. Mm-hmm. Like, I tried for a long time on the radio. My first 5 years on the radio, I was like, continuous hit music, 105.9 KLAZ. It's Bobby Bones here. What you doing? I tried. And then it just didn't work.
It seems exhausting.
It was, because you'd finish and you'd like let all your chest muscles, like, huh. Because you'd have to, like, and still a lot of DJs do that. And I don't know how they, And then they have to stay in that mode after work. That's just muscle memory. So you meet them. They're like, hey, I'm Jimmy Jams. And I'm like, dude, why are you talking like that? Because if I don't, I'll go back to it and never be able to get back on the air to talking like this. So it's like their wife. Like, what does their wife say? Honey, we're going to bed. All right, I'll see you upstairs in 5. Right after the break. Honey, the yard needs mowed. All right, where's the gas? Let me go mow the yard. I'll see you in 15. Coming up after this song here from Janet Jackson. So, yeah. I tried. It didn't work. I have the songs from our proms. Like, these were the jams when our proms hit. Okay? So, okay. I have, like, the pop jam and the country jam. Okay.
Love it.
At the same time. So, ooh. In 1997, our producer Eddie graduated high school. The two songs from producer Eddie's year were... Oh. Notorious B.I.G. Really? Hypnotized. They play this in the Valley?
Oh, of course they did.
And then when it was time to slow dance from that year,
it's your love.
Wow. Your high school, yeah.
Wow. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me.
From 1998, my prom. Too close, next. Garth had
some brain mains to pina coladas. I want one for each end. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. We'll never need dry land.
Amy and Lunchbox were 1999, 1 year back, and they had
Upside Inside Out. Living la vida loca.
This was your prom jam. Yeah.
Yeah.
And your country song when it's time to slow dance.
I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
And I wanted to see what Morgan, because Morgan's the youngest on our show.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, Morgan, what are you, 19?
No, I graduated in 2010.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, so... Morgan here. Here are her songs.
Oh my
Usher.
Gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
Nope. I did it again.
Baby,
let me wait till you hear the country song. So it's gonna feel like yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my
baby, let me love you.
Do you remember the song, Morgan?
Yeah.
Me too, because I played it on the radio.
There's so many ways to love you. Maybe
so Morgan's at her prom.
Like working and playing the hits on the radio.
Yeah. And then this was her country song. Again, it feels like yesterday. The house that built me was Morgan.
This one yesterday.
This brokenness.
Crazy, huh?
Me
dang. What's it like?
Be young?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Is it? Man, I remember when I was young.
I did too.
I can't compare myself to her anymore.
What happened?
I'm just saying, like, I can't compare myself to 24-year-olds.
Yeah,
you can't.
Hey, life goes by fast, man.
Always stay humble and kind.
My number two Tim McGraw song. My number one song comes up in a minute.
Woo!
I know you guys can barely wait. Eddie and I play in this band called the Raging Idiots, and so we went to play Stagecoach Music Festival, and the headliners were Dirks, Shania, and Kenny Chesney. And so we went to play, but it's more about just seeing everybody because rarely does everybody go to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
We may see people come by in the studio. We may see them one at a time off somewhere for playing a show with them. But there were a lot of people out this weekend. And so we get there. It's a long trip because it's like 2.5 hours from L.A.
Wow.
First of all, we fly from Nashville to Phoenix to Ontario, California. And that's 5.5 hours. And we drive 2.5, 3 hours to the desert. And you get out there, and so we go. We're gonna go watch Dirks because it's our buddy. So we go out and we get there like 9:30 or so. He doesn't play till 10:10. By the way, which is midnight, 1 o'clock our time.
Oh yeah,
we're exhausted.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, yeah.
But Dirks has a really cool backstage setup for all of his shows, and so since everybody's there, like everybody was there. It was who do we see back in the back? So it was I talked to Thomas Rhett for a while. I watched some of Dirks' show with Thomas Rhett.
Marin was there.
Marin and Ryan Hurd were there. They actually came and watched our set the next night. Marin,
I saw that. It was cool. Side stage.
I don't know what they thought. I was like, I saw Marin the night before. She's like, I'm going to come watch the Raging Idiots play. I was like, don't. Like, don't. And she was like, no, we're coming. And Ron was like, no, we're coming. And so we're about to go on, and here they come walking up. They're like, we told you we were coming. And we're like, great. So we saw Cam, Cindy Crawford,
yeah,
who everybody was like staring at. Like, but nobody was like taking pictures or anything.
Yeah.
Like, I would have. I just didn't want to be
If one, I thought you would be the one
if
to
If one
do
other
it.
Person would have, I would have. But I just didn't want to be that guy to ruin, like, man, the cool vibe.
Yeah, because it's a cool vibe. I mean, there's Cindy. No big deal.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, no, whatever.
But I was, like, geeking out hardcore. Who else? Thomas' dad was there.
Oh, yes, he was there. And, of course, Dirks was there.
Dirks was there. He still has the mustache. He's, like, shaved his face, but his mustache is long and creepy.
Why?
And he's like, dude, I can't make a mustache for you because it's gross.
Ew.
I like it.
It's gross.
Oh, I know.
The funny thing about Dirks is he has all his normal clothes on, right? Like, he's wearing jeans and a flannel and a t-shirt. And so it was like an hour before the show. He's just hanging out, talking. And all of a sudden, he's like, well, I got to go. Literally just gets up and walks out on stage. Those 60,000 people and just starts playing songs.
Yeah.
Like, no change of clothes.
The way he was.
There's no, like, let me get in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, all right, I got to go do this thing.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a second. And Dirks just, zoop, up on stage and nails it. And
that's
so
cool.
It was really, Dirks was really good. We didn't stay for Shania because it was late the next night. And it was just so,
yeah.
Like, some of our friends did. Nikita and Natalie Stovall stayed and watched her. And so, but we didn't stay. Kelsey was there. Kelsey did a song with her.
Yeah, that was neat.
But it was
awesome on social.
Yeah, it was fun. It was hot. It's Tim McGraw's 50th birthday. Happy birthday to Tim. We've been counting them down. My favorite 5 Tim McGraw songs of all time. Anybody want to take a shot at what number 1 is?
Man, you haven't played Don't Take the Girl yet.
I haven't played Don't Take the Girl. Is that number 1?
Oh, it has to be.
That's my guess.
Has to be.
That's a good guess,
but
Amy.
But what if it's not?
Well,
then it...
Okay.
No, now it has to be, right?
Yeah, you have to change it.
Yeah.
My number 1 Tim McGraw song.
Come on. Yeah!
Oh, there it is. Happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing. He was 8 years old.
My number 1 song. Man, if you missed it, all morning long, I've been playing my top 5 Tim songs. Number 5 was It's Your Love.
It's Your Love.
Number 4, Indian Outlaw.
I'm an Indian Outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw.
Number 3, Live Like You Were Dying.
And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
2, Humble and Kind.
Always stay humble and kind.
And you just heard my favorite from my lifetime.
Take Jimmy Johnson.
Don't Take the Girl.
Take Tommy Thompson.
You know, I watched the next to last episode of 13 Reasons Why on Netflix.
Yeah.
I just have to finish it.
Yeah, you do.
So
you have
just,
one left.
I'm just grinding through it, right?
Okay.
And so they've already started writing on season 2.
Which is crazy because
I don't know how it ends. Don't even. Because you spoil things without knowing you spoil things. So just don't.
Okay.
That was close.
Cool.
No.
Wow,
yes.
That was real close.
Amy's mouth, this is like a faucet.
Hey.
You know? So.
Cool. Season 2. Okay.
That's all I know. And I haven't seen the last episode, so I don't know how there can be one. But apparently that's the thing. The more I watch it, the more it really does. In my mind, and I'm getting to be an older adult, and it's different than if I were a 22-year-old or 17-year-old. It almost glamorizes suicide to me.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. Do you agree with the person that should be shown in every high school?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No way.
No way.
Not even because the content is just like Netflix content.
Yeah. They'd have to like TBS it up.
Yes.
When you say that, like now you're older, this is how you feel.
I wonder if it's how I would have felt 10 years ago.
Yes.
Because it's still a show, and the show has high school kids, and it's meant for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant for a general audience, but it has high school kids in it, so high school kids are going to watch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And 12-year-olds are going to watch it because their friends are talking about it. But it's about this girl, and at the beginning of the show, she kills herself and makes 13 tapes to 12 or 13?
13. 13.
Right? 13 tapes, and it's all like stories of why she did it. And so it's like, man, that kids could go, man, that kind of seems cool to do. I should get back at people by leaving tapes saying that there's a reason the news doesn't report the suicides because they don't want people doing it to get on the news.
Correct.
So it's almost like it's counterproductive to what the news has been doing.
Yeah, we
but
shouldn't
again,
glorify it at
it's
all.
A TV show, but I do watch it and go, man, if I were like on the edge and the brink, I would watch this and go, what, that's a good idea. I really would.
There's a warning for people that have had suicidal thoughts to not watch it.
Yeah, well, there's the warning. And only like the last four episodes are there warnings on top of the screen.
Big time warnings, yeah.
So, and there's some graphic stuff in the show too, like graphic. Yeah.
Has it gotten better? Because I'm four or five episodes in, I'm still like,
it
oh
is
my
what
goodness.
It is. It is what it is. It's the same. It is what it is. But they're in season two of that now. And Roseanne's coming back.
Yeah.
And they're bringing everybody back, including Dan, who died in the other.
How in the world? Like, the whole cast is on board.
Even the guy from Big Bang Theory, Johnny Galecki.
Oh, really?
Who played Darling's boyfriend. He's coming back, too.
Wow.
He's going to do both shows. He's like the Ryan Seacrest of Roseanne Barr. He's doing everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
I'm going to play the new Shania song for you in a minute. Have you heard it?
I haven't. But she debuted it this weekend, right?
Yeah, so it's not like a studio version, but she got up and she played it.
Okay.
So I have that coming up in a minute. Hacker, the Dark Overlord, that's
yeah.
his name?
Yeah. He sounds legit.
He released 10 upcoming episodes of Orange is the New Black in the season's coming up. He was like, hey, if you don't meet my ransom, I'm just going to put them out there. So he hacked into Netflix, whatever system they're holding all the episodes in.
And he gave demands to Netflix, and they were like, no.
And so he put him out.
What was his ransom?
I don't know.
Ooh. Whoa.
I wonder what he was asking for. And why? Well, I guess you can Netflix.
Probably
can't.
Stranger Things season two. It's a trade. Like,
he's a hacker.
I'm going to watch it privately.
Yeah.
I want to see Stranger Things. But yeah, that's just weird. People can get on our stuff, no problem. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Netflix will up the. Because I think they were supposed to put it out June 9th or something. Do you think they'll put it out sooner because now some of it's out there?
Probably.
Yeah.
Music does that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But his name is the Dark Overlord. I just imagine him being some 19-year-old acne pimple-faced kid.
Totally. Yeah, that doesn't have a dark side at all.
It's
yeah.
like really big bad people don't have to call themselves the Dark Overlord.
Yeah. He's like, hold on, Mom, I'm hacking Netflix. Yeah. I'll be right up.
It's like Screech Powers. It's who has the name the Dark Overlord.
Yeah.
Unless you're listening, Dark Overlord, you're a bad dude. We're
yeah.
all cool. We're all
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Here's the Shania Twain song. She debuted this song at Stagecoach Music Festival. It's called Life's About to Get Good. This is a live version we recorded with our phones.
Life's about joy, life's about pain. It's all about giving up the will to walk away. I'm ready to love the way I should. Life's about to get good.
That's right.
So there you go.
I'll
need to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This doesn't really cut it.
Yeah. For me, I'm like, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I need to hear the studio version.
I like the message and it's like got a positivity vibe.
I mean, mm-hmm. It does. We spent a lot of time singing old Shania Twain songs over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, we did.
This was the one that was like, man, I haven't thought about this in a while. Remember this one?
It's falling apart. I was late for work and the boss got smart. My panty line shows, got a run on my hose. My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
Remember, honey, I'm home and I'm
just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 honey, I'm home and I had a hard day. Pour me a cold water.
Oh, by the way,
air up my feet. Give me something to eat. Fix me up my
head. That's
jam.
That's like deeper.
Oh, yeah.
Things got a little out of hand around here because I do a show called the Bobby Cast, and it's from my house. And so once a month or so, we'll just turn the mics on here in the studio. And people always wonder what we do after the show, like what are your lives like? And so there's a whole hour of us, and it just goes all over the place. But you can go and search on iHeartRadio or on iTunes, search Bobby Cast and subscribe. And so here's something. I was talking about how people used to think for Amy and I's first 10 years together that, like, we were secretly dating. Here's the clip 3, 2, 1. When we first started this show for 10 years, people were like, oh, you guys are secretly like together.
Oh, secretly together.
And we would just be like, if you had any idea like how good of friends we are, but how we could never, ever, ever be together.
So I'm not good enough? I'm not awesome?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I
just
Amy, like, you know, I'm sitting here
thinking. Are you not attracted to me? Oh, am I ugly?
Amy.
Am I a horrible person?
But it's just
joking.
You're so all over the place.
I get it. Trust me. I would never date you.
Oh! Dang. So
ouch. That was wrong of me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. All I was saying was people used to think one thing and it wasn't true. They'd be like, trust me. Okay. And then it...
Oh.
Here's more. This is called Attack on Bobby. Oh. Amy got onto me for not remembering the last time we had dinner. Like, we haven't been out and had dinner in a long time. It's just friends.
When's the last time you and I went and grabbed dinner or
never.
Did something? Yeah, exactly.
Never
wear,
two. It's
never
been a
worry
long
the
time.
Third.
But who cares?
That's why I say, like,
no, because I care about our friendship because we're friends.
I get deflected from all my friends.
Hold on.
Hey, fine.
I'm going to defend my boy here.
I just want to hang out.
No, we don't have fine.
Can I defend my boy here?
Please do.
She's worried about having dinner with you. You ain't worried you ain't had dinner with me.
That's true.
You and I never
And me
either.
So that's the whole Bobby cast, is us just yelling at each other.
Yep.
It is basically the show therapy. Because we get to go for an hour and not worry about songs or commercials or anything.
It's like what you say in the podcast stays in the podcast.
Not really.
Until you play it back later.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you can download that. And a lot of, really the reason I do is songwriters come by and artists. And so there's a Dirks one up there. Jake Owen stopped by the house. Ross Copperman, who's a big writer. So there's a lot of that inside behind Nashville kind of stuff. But I thought that one was fun. It was all of us talking for a while. Then Amy made me pick everybody's weakness, and then it turned into an attack on Bobby again. Yeah. That's how the whole thing ends up. Everybody just attacks me.
That's not technically what I made everybody do, but it happened.
Here's the countdown. 5 days until iHeart Country Festival, which is coming up this Saturday. 13 days until Mother's Day. So not this Sunday, Lunchbox, but next Sunday.
All right.
On Monday, that's today, it's National School Principals Day. Do you have any principals you remember?
Yeah, Dr. Kernwine.
You had a doctor as your principal?
Yeah, he was my high school principal. Gosh, he put into a lot of the fun, because before that we had Dr. Baker. We used to party in the parking lot, and he got fired or whatever. Kernwine came in and quit that after football games.
National Principals Day, Amy?
No, I can't think of a principal. I think of teachers, but not principals.
I remember one principal, Mr. Foshi, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the principal I remember. Eddie? Principals?
Mr. Edwards, he was the one that gave swats.
Yeah?
All right,
shout out to the principals. Tomorrow... the Tony Awards. I have no idea. That's the stage
Hamilton?
Things. Yeah. Is it going to win all of them
right?
again?
Right.
Like, yeah, Broadway.
Cats.
Les Miserables.
Is Cats going to win it all? The Phantom of the Opera?
Jersey Boys.
Yeah. On Wednesday, Eric Church's 40th birthday. On Thursday, Star Wars Day.
Okay.
May the 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you.
That's why it's on Thursday.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh. Love it.
Okay. On Friday, Chris Stapleton's new album comes out, From a Room, Volume 1, and also Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2, hits theaters. And then on Saturday, our iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas. So that'd be cool because people, you can listen on the radio, you'll be able to see it on TV eventually. But it's like Al Dean and Dirks and Lady Antebellum and us, the Raging Idiots.
Yeah!
And
it's awesome.
And then others.
Yeah. And more.
And like awesome.
And the rest. like Darius and Jake Owen and Kelsey Ballerini, but
it's
mostly the Raging Idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it was cool.
I hope I can catch y'all set.
We'll see.
Why wouldn't you?
I will. I mean, but sometimes if we're doing something we don't, but I'm gonna
be out
there
cool.
for y'all.
When's the last time we had dinner, huh?
Oh.
Nobody didn't watch our set.
When's the last time you saw his set?
Okay, stop. Not too cool. Last time I went to his Funny and Alone show.
She did go to my stand-up show.
But that's not your Raging Idiots. I'm just trying to get on your side, Bobby.
What, Amy? Go ahead, ask it.
Are you going to do any comedy at the thing?
I'm hosting it, so they'll be kind
Sprinkle
of.
Sprinkle it in?
It'll be like a host.
Okay.
Not Pitbull host, but more of like a Jimmy Kimmel host.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's two differences.
Way different.
Yeah. Pitbull comes out and is like, Miss Bill 5, grind. Here's your fuzz act.
Some dance numbers.
Yeah, that's what happened with me. I'm going to come out, bomb a couple jokes, and then go, all right, here's your first act. So, yeah, no tight white pants. At least not yet. I haven't picked out my clothes yet. But, yeah, that'll be Saturday night on the radio, and you can watch it on AT&T Live. I mean, it's all over the place.
Bobby Bones Show.
They released the top 10 worst jobs in America. CareerCast.com. You ready?
Ready.
Number 10. Taxi driver. I would assume the Uberization and Lyftization of America has made their job a lot harder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because their cars are just older. Because they can't go buy new cars all the time. And Uber, people just have the regular cars that are newer.
Yeah.
Number 9, retail sales. Been there. Number 8, firefighter because of the risk. Number 7, ad sales. Number 6, a DJ.
What? Really? Worst?
Yeah, worst.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, I mean, really, I don't consider us DJs. We talk.
Okay.
If we don't say anything, we get fired. But a DJ just talks up music for the most part.
Okay, that makes sense.
So you have to learn how to do other things. I always tell like radio DJs, start doing a podcast. Start doing something where you can showcase your ability to have content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it stinks. Number 5, pest control worker. Number 4, military personnel. Dangerous again. Number 3, logger. Dangerous again.
Oh, yeah.
TV broadcaster at number 2.
Oh, wow.
Why? That's not dangerous.
No, because it's all
everything's
going digital.
Creep.
Yeah. And number 1, newspaper reporter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So those are your worst jobs. If you have one of them, so do we. Sorry. We feel you. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. That's it for today. Appreciate you guys hanging out. Happy birthday, Tim McGraw, as we played the top 5 Tim McGraw songs of my lifetime. So you can hang out and go back and listen to the entire show. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Or you can do the same thing, search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes, and you can hear that right there. Thanks for being a part of the Monday show. We'll see you guys on Tuesday on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and we're just real glad you would hang out with us, even for just a little bit today.